Today, we continue in our discussion on effective business development. And yesterday, I began by speaking to you about the seed of business which exists in every human being. Every human on this planet are carrying within them a potential seed of great industry. Most of us die never fulfilling that seed. So I want to speak today on business innovation and vision. Business innovation and vision. Business innovation and vision. The greatest gift that God ever gave man is not the gift of sight, but the gift of vision. Vision is more important than sight. Sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart. Successful business entrepreneurs are no different from you and I, except they see differently. Business is a result of vision. There was a little girl who went with her father on vacation, on a cruise. She was 4 years old. And this little girl and her father was on the deck of this great, beautiful cruise ship going out to the ocean. And as the ship left the shore, all the people went up on the deck to see the beautiful sky and the ocean and the sea, the land fade away. And as they got out to the deep blue ocean, the little girl was irritated because the people were talking about how beautiful everything was, and she was so small, she couldn't see over the rail. And so she began to irritate her father. And she said, "Daddy, I want to see. I want to see too." So he picked her up and he put her on his shoulders. And now the little girl was able to see the beauty of the ocean and the sky. The little girl became so excited as she looked for the first time at the vastness of the sky and the beautiful ocean. She was overwhelmed and she looked at the horizon. And she cried out, "Daddy, look, Daddy, look." And her father looked and he saw nothing. All he saw was ocean and sky. The little girl said, "Look, Daddy, look." And he looked. He saw nothing but ocean and sky. And she kept pointing, "Look, Daddy, can't you see? Look." And he said, "What do you see?" She said, "Look, Daddy, I could see farther than my eyes could look." That day, that little 4-year-old girl defined what vision is. Vision is the capacity to see farther than your eyes can look. Vision is the capacity to see farther than your eyes can look. Vision is the capacity to see farther than your eyes can look. All true leaders of business are visionaries. Eyes that look are common, but eyes that see are rare. Everybody has eyes, but few people have vision. And what separates a successful person from a failure is the difference in the way they see. Business is a result of seeing the world differently than other average people see. One of the principal qualities of effective businessmen and women is the ability to think outside the box, to see a shoe business rather than bare feet, to see a theme park rather than a rat. True business leaders learn from experience, but they never live by it. True business leaders possess the capacity to combine old ideas and concepts to new ideas and create new results. True business leaders never believe there is only one way to accomplish any task. True business leaders are never prisoners of tradition. I want to therefore challenge you with the word innovation. Write the word down, please. Innovation. If you are going to be a successful leader, you must be innovative. What is innovation? Number one, innovation is the capacity to create new approaches to deal with old challenges. Innovation is the capacity to create new approaches to deal with old challenges. Number two, innovation is the perceptivity to see possibilities in the combination of old and new components. I repeat, innovation is the perceptivity to see possibilities in the combination of old and new components. Again, innovation is the perceptivity to see possibilities in the combination of old and new concepts. Number three, innovation is the creation, the development, and the application of untested ways of solving old and new problems. I repeat, innovation is the creation, the development, and the application of untested ways to solve old and new problems. I think we all have heard it said that if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and you expect a different result, you are insane. This great nation and all the countries of Africa are not lacking in resources, material resources. But if we keep repeating the same activities, we'll keep getting the same results. What we need in Africa and in every developing country is innovative leadership and innovative business thinkers. People who create, develop, and apply untested ways of solving old and new problems. Number four, innovation is the capacity to think beyond the known, defy the norm, and to believe in your ability to solve new problems. Again, innovation is the capacity to think beyond the norm, beyond the known, defy the norm, and believe in your ability to solve new problems. One of the keys to my success in business is constantly looking for new ways to deal with old problems and finding new ways to solve new problems. Why? Because innovation is the nature of God, the Creator. Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 7 tells us God's spirit of innovation. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 7. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. I read it. Is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you? The first description of God in the Bible is creator. In the beginning, God created. Innovation begins with the spirit of creation. God is the first innovator. Colossians chapter 3, verse 10 says, put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. You show that you are a kingdom citizen and a child of God by your creativity. If you are not creative, you are not putting on the image of God. If you don't find constantly new ways to solve old problems, then you are not thinking like God. When I think of God, I think of the power of an innovative spirit. That's why God is the most successful business enterprise in all of known existence. Why? Number one, He created everything different. There are no two things on this earth alike. God loves innovation. No one in this room has the same fingerprint. No leaf on the same tree is the same as the other. No plugs in an orange are the same size. No one's eyes are the same. Your right eye is not the same as your left eye. God hates sameness. He's always producing difference because He loves innovation. Number two, God never repeated anything in creation. God never repeats anything in creation. Everything He does, He creates it as an original. Two people come together, man and woman, but the baby is not like them. The fingerprint is different. Every creature in nature is different. Every flower on the same tree is different. God never repeated anything. He's innovative. Number three, He never did the same miracles twice. God is so innovative, He has never repeated a miracle. You know, it's amazing. When Moses came to a body of water, God said, Moses, here's how we're going to open this water. Now, you and I know how to cross water, don't we? You swim or you use a boat. God says, I tell you what, let's try a way you never thought. Let's use a piece of wood. And we're going to stretch it across the water. And we're going to tell the water to open. Moses had never seen water open like that before. God was solving an old problem with a new idea. And the water opened. Now, when Joshua came to the body of water, same God, same problem. But God refused to solve the problem the same way. He said, Joshua, you will not use a piece of wood. You will not speak to the water, but you will pick up the Ark of the Covenant and you will put the singers in front and they will walk in the water. And as they walk in the water will begin to recede. And as you walk, it will change. God had the same problem, but different solutions. God never healed one blind man the same way. One blind man came, he touched one. The next one came, he put spit and mud on his eyes. The next one came, he said, go and wash in the water. He never heals anybody the same. Write this down. Number six. God never believes anything is impossible. Innovative thinkers never believe anything is impossible. People say, well, Nigeria is suffering from a measure of corruption. That's exciting to me. That means that there should be someone in the business of anti-corruption training. Oh, you don't get it. If I move to Nigeria next week, I'll be a millionaire in 6 months. Why? I know one of your problems. And I will focus on the solution. I will design a program. 6 months of training. Anti-corruption principle development. Don't talk about the problem. Solve it. Number seven, God never dealt with man according to the norm. God never dealt with man according to the norm. Everything that God did was so creative. When an axe falls into a river, the only way we know to get it is to dive in and get it. God says, no, I got a new way. Break a branch of a tree, prophet, put it in the water, and the axe will swim. Elijah, you hungry? Yes. Well, you can go to the restaurant, or we can let birds feed you. God is always creative. And he says, you are made in his image. Business begins when you break tradition. Business is born when you violate the norm to solve a problem. Isaiah 43 verse 18 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on them. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. Imagine Canaan land being built so far away from Lagos. Streams in the desert. Somebody who breaks the norm. Well, how will people ever get to Canaan land? It's so far away. Nigerians don't have the kind of transportation that will get them out there. Why are you building so far away? God breaks the norm. Because God not only solves problems, but he creates new problems to solve. So the busing problem was solved by 200 buses. God may tell you to build your business, but don't build it in the city. And your first reaction is, there'll be no customers. And God is saying, you are thinking too small. Because when people want a product, they will come and find it. That's why you are here today, so far away from your home. Because someone had an idea, a dream that was not normal. And you came out to give yourself to that dream and to find out what it offers. Genesis 11 verse 5 says, The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan shall be impossible to them. God saw that when people agree to do something, nothing is impossible. Say amen, somebody. Matthew 17, and I'm getting ready to close. Watch this. Matthew 17 verse 20 says, and Jesus replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If your faith is as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it will obey you. Nothing shall be impossible to you. Matthew 19, 26. And Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Mark 10, verse 27. He repeats it, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Joshua chapter 4 verse 10. I love the way Joshua thought. Verse 10 of Joshua 4. Now the priests who carried the ark remained in the middle of the Jordan until everything the Lord had commanded Joshua was done by the people, just as Moses had directed Joshua. Joshua chapter 6 verse 2. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once and with all the alarm, the armed men, and do this 6 days, and on the seventh day make a shout and the wall will come down. How do you solve a problem? Joshua thought the only way to win a battle was to fight an army. God says, no, let's be innovative. Let's sing. Let's march around the city. You see, if you're going to become successful in business, you have to think innovatively. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above, far beyond all that you can ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh within you, to him be glory. God doesn't want to do what you are thinking. He wants to go beyond that. God doesn't just want to do what you are dreaming. He wants to defy your dreams and do what you didn't expect. Be creative. Be innovative. Be an imaginative business entrepreneur. The key to good business is the power of innovation. I tell you, friends, the greatest discovery I ever made was that if you're going to be in business, you must be innovative. You must defy the norm. Business is the capacity to see when other men just look.